So I've signed up for a challenge with the Marine Conservation Society Plastics Challenge for the month of June. When I first read it, it was like, try and go the whole of June without using single-use plastic. Not without using anything plastic, but without using basically disposable plastic. And I thought about it, and that's really hard. And on their website, they acknowledge that. They don't expect you to go all month without any single-use plastic. It's really, really difficult. They say just go as much as you can, a day, a week, whatever. So I'm looking at my cupboard in the kitchen, and there's lots of packaging. I mean, you know, the past few days shopping, I've been trying not to use any single-use plastic, but there's, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, okay, let's not look there anymore. I can cope with that, I think. If I look in the fridge, though, yogurt, that's the difficult one, look, because I want yogurt for breakfast, and I think the last place I saw yogurt in a glass bottle was China, like 15 years ago. So it's difficult, and I'm starting by making the exception. If I've already bought the thing before June, I'm going to use it, I'm going to eat the food that's in it, and then try my best to reuse or recycle the packaging as much as I can. And then I'm going to see if I can do it. Do I actually think I can go the whole month without buying any new single-use plastic, or taking any for free as well? I'll let you know how it goes. I'll keep you posted on Audiobum, and I may at some point tell you about a plastics challenge I had in a previous job when I was in a zoo down in the Southwest Coastal Zoo. Obviously, ocean plastic is a terrible problem, and I created the Glen Medeiros challenge. For now, though, let's focus on the Marine Conservation Society's plastics challenge. If I figure out a way how you think, hey, Connor's doing something here worth giving money to, I'll set up a Just Giving page so that you can then give that money directly to the Marine Conservation Society for their research, for their beach cleans and useful things like that. I'll keep you posted.